Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I know it's weird, but the study of language fascinates me. So when I saw on the calendar that I was given a date for community comment to be aired on Good Friday, I immediately thought, what's so good about it? I mean, in reality, Good Friday is the day Christians celebrate Jesus being crucified on the cross and dying. What's so good about that? With my own thinking, I wondered if they called it Good Friday because of the good that came out of the crucifixion. Not so good for Jesus, but really good for those who believe his death paid for their sins. But I was curious, so I began to dig a little, and this is what I found. In Old English, the word good means holy, so it could simply be Holy Friday. That makes sense to me. Don't some people call the Holy Bible the good book? Another possibility is that Good Friday was derived from God's Friday. You might think that is a bit of a stretch, but I learned something interesting in my research. This would not be the only case in English where we went from good God to good. You know that the phrase goodbye is actually a contraction of the phrase God be with ye? Goodbye, God be with ye. When I learned Spanish, I wondered that about the word adios. A meaning to, and Dios meaning God. And sure enough, adios means I commend you to God. Still digging, I found French adieu. Adieu came from adieu commun, I commend you to God. Interesting enough, but coming back around to our original thought. Good Friday, what's so good about it anyway? A friend of mine has been going through a pretty tough time the last few months. She was homeless, looking for a job, and relying on others to make it day to day. I remember telling her last month, just look at it this way, it can't get any worse. Well, boy, was I wrong. These last few weeks have been worse for a lot of us. But I read a statement recently that helped me put things into perspective. It said something along the lines of, you're not stuck at home, you are safe at home. Are good things happening in your family since sheltering in place? I know my family, we played board games together for the first time in a long time the other night. I've seen more churches reaching out to help more people than ever before. Many local churches have stepped up their video services, and now you can watch church from the comfort of your own living room without feeling guilty of being in your pajamas. Easter Sunday is just a few days away. I encourage you to find a local church that's streaming its services and tune in. As this pandemic pushes us into a new normal, don't forget to find the good in it. Today is definitely a Good Friday. I think it is a good possibility that Good Friday got its name because it is Holy Friday. But Good Friday is also God's Friday. And the first Good Friday was good in the sense that Jesus may have surrendered the battle, but he ended up winning the war. So the reality is it really was a Good Friday for you and me. With that, I say goodbye, adios, and adieu.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.